Don't give in. Don't be like everybody else. Don't give up. Don't settle because things are hard.
Now, will it be turbulent?
Yes.
Will it be easy?
No.
Will I make a lot of mistakes?
Yes.
Will I get hurt?
Yes.
Pain is everywhere. Most people spend their life not wanting to deal with the pain of rejection, the pain of defeat, the pain of losing, the pain of failure, the pain. That's called life. Life is full of pain, but there's no gain without pain.
We are being pressed from every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We're not boxed in. We're not left without a way out. We are not cornered. So the problems are coming in from every angle, but there is always a way of escape.
You want me to tell you to give up? Huh? You want me to tell you to quit? It's all right to give up. It's all right to surrender. That's what you want me to say? I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you is this, that I did it, and I got here from my mind, and I envisioned it. I saw myself when I was still homeless, when I was still a high school dropout, when I was sleeping in abandoned buildings. I saw myself one day being where I am right now. I don't care where you are. Use what you got to get what you want. Use your mind. Use your vision. Use your dream. I dreamed my way out the hood. I dreamed my way out, and then I saw it, and then I would get up every day, and I would grind hard. You gotta have a why. You gotta have a reason for why you do what you do. If you don't know what your why is, and your why isn't strong, you're gonna get knocked out every single day. But when you know what your why is, you can make it.
You've got to activate the thinker in you. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
What if you lose? What if you fail? What if things don't work out? So what? It's not about the goals that you reach. It's about what you become in the process. That's what it's about.
50% of winning is showing up for the fight. The fight is half over when you show up. You will never win a fight you don't show up for.
I'm showing up for the fight. Here I am, ready for duty. I'm gonna face this head on and let the chips fall where they may.
Every one of my successes is stacked on top of failures. The joy is not in the success. The joy is in trying. The joy is in the process. That I'm gonna keep working. I'm gonna keep going at it. See, failure is forming my future. Failure is just another peg in the ladder for me to go higher.
It's been rough. It's been hard. But I made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. You will not stop me.
It's hard. I know it's hard, but do it hard.
The greatest test is in transition. If you are being tested, you are in transition.
And you gotta get it in your brain that where you are right now is not the end. It's just a transition. Stop letting stuff derail you. Stop getting stuck. Every time life don't go your way, stop quitting. Stop giving up. Keep fighting in the midst of the struggle. Keep fighting. Keep thinking positive. You only lose when you quit. You gotta put up the dukes, baby. And you gotta be willing to fight that thing up. If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football. I'm telling you, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain.
And maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out. We get up again and we keep going. If you make the decision to get up one more time, I'm telling you, you will win the fight.
Small daily acts of improvement, when done consistently over time, lead to staggering results.
Some of y'all soft. There's no better word for it. You're soft. You want to be a champion, but you don't want to work like a champion. Show up. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he's putting in work.
The heart of a champion is a light switch that's always on. It doesn't go on and off when someone's watching. It's constant.
Every single one of you has an opportunity every single day to make these small daily acts of excellence, optimization, and creativity that will ultimately build a life of greatness. How do you build a great company? It's not by revolution, it's by evolution. How do you build a legendary life? It's about what you do every single day with utter consistency that over time creates mastery.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. So clearly there's no results, can't be measured, it must not be effective. So we quit. Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape.
You will never pick up any momentum because you keep doing something different every single day. You have to find a routine and stick with it. If you hit a tree 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots, there's no guarantee it's gonna fall. But if you hit a tree 1,000 times in that same exact spot, she gonna come to the ground. Your problem is you did hit it 1,000 times, but in 1,000 different places. Stop trying to be deep. I need you to do the exact same thing every single day for the next 10, 15, 20 years and watch that tree come down. Every single day, stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Get that one thing you're good at. Get that one thing you're passionate at and stick with it. Stop starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. If you master one thing, if you get there, I'm telling you, you can have what you want.
You can screw it up. You can skip a day or two.
Yeah, out of 365 days, you have a bad day or two. But I'm trying to tell you, the strength is in the routine.
What are you supposed to do when you fall off the path like that? What action should you take? Should you sit there and dwell and think about it forever? No. When you fall off the path, what you do is you get right back on the path.
The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom.
You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen.
You do whatever it takes. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And every single day, you gotta wake up and put forth effort. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta push your grind up to match your dream. I need you to pick your grind up. I need you to pick your grind up. There's nothing wrong with your dream. You have a great dream, but your grind does not affect your dream.
You gotta build that momentum. Sometimes it ain't about being the most talented. Sometimes it ain't about being the smartest. Sometimes it's not even about working the hardest. Sometimes it's about consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and never stop. You never give up and never quit. Day after day, play after play, second after second. When you get to a place where you work and you take your work serious and you put some consistency with your work, when you put so much time in, so much effort in, that what happens is your work starts to work for you. The effort that you put forth, the things that you do, because of the work you put in, things just start happening for you.
It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Stay predictable. Stay consistent. And when you embrace the grind will reward you.
The process of getting better and becoming the best at what it is that you do is painful. It's excruciating. It's hard. It's uncomfortable. And there's a reason why there is the phrase growing pains. Losers want to be coddled. They want to be comfortable. Winners want to be pushed and put through the pain because they know that going through that pain is going to produce the best possible product in themselves. So which one of these people are are you? Are your feelings so delicate and so sensitive that you're going to let you getting your little delicate feelings hurt get in the way of becoming what it is you wish to become? Or do you say, you know what, ego, there's no pain, there's no gain. Which one of those people are you? Because I can tell you one is going to always be average and one is going to always end up being elite. In order to get a breakthrough, no breaks, you gotta grind, grind, grind. You gotta go through setbacks and disappointments. You gotta go through it. So it's not gonna be easy, but I'd rather take my breakthrough than to take a break. I need you to power through it. I need you to pray through it. I need you to encourage yourself through it. I need you to do whatever it takes, because if you don't take a break, I promise you, your breakthrough is coming.
The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. It can actually be forever. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest.
You gotta get to the point in your life where you decide, I have had it. I'm tired of being a loser.
I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I want to go to Hawaii. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on. You only go to another level when you say, enough is enough. I want you to live the life you were meant to live. You hear me? Not the life that was given to you. You deserve to see what your life would look like if you gave 120%. And what I need you to do is I need you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, come on, stop playing. I deserve to see what my life would look like if I gave 120%. That's lion mode, and you gotta get to a place where you start executing.
Making a freaking plan is the easy part, and you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family, you're cheating your employees, you're cheating your team, whatever you're a part of. It's bigger than you, man.
And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day. And if those of you messed up, why? Because you don't understand. Think, act, eat, rest. We're talking about a schedule. I realized that my strength is in my routine. Why? Because I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I'm not as intelligent as I thought I was. It's in my routine. It's what I do every day repeatedly. The DNA of your success is in your routine. You're not as deep as you think you are. You gotta find a routine. I'm getting up at 3 and stick with it. I'm getting up at 5 and stick with it. Yeah, out of 365 days, we'll have a bad day or two, but I'm trying to tell you, the strength is in the routine. Find a routine and stick with it. No more dreaming. Dreaming is over. I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your piecing together of your puzzle. Nobody gave me this. I earned it. Life wasn't a crystal stair for me. Didn't nobody give me a network? I earned the network. I worked my way to the NBA. I worked my way to the NFL. Everybody say, E, how did you crack the code? I grinded my way through the code. That's how I cracked it. I got up every day at 3. I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care who the president is. Nobody helped me to get here. I had to get up. I had to go to class. I had to read. I had to study. I had to write. I understood that the dream is real, but the lifestyle is realer. It doesn't doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Stay predictable. Stay consistent. And the reason why many of you are not getting it is because you're not consistent. You start and you stop. You get pumped up. You start strong, and then somewhere in the middle, you quit. You have a little success, but you don't experience exponential growth because you're not consistent. You gotta be persistent. You gotta be locked in. You can't scoreboard watch. Too many of you scoreboard watching. Every time you do something, you're looking up to see the score. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
I'm challenging you to get from where you are. I'm challenging you to stop settling. I'm challenging you to stop accepting the life that was given to you. I'm challenging you to give 120%. If you're going to do what you say you're going to do, be what you say you're going to be, you're going to have to line me out. You a gazelle, you're going to come up short. You a gazelle, you're not always going to get what you want out of life. You a gazelle, you're going to have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You a teacher, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You try to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode. Nothing. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happens in run mode, give up mode, quit mode, scared mode, fearful mode. Nothing happens. Everything happens in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you.
You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
There is no testimony without a trial. It is supposed to be hard. That rough process is necessary. It's what makes you who you are.
You've got to be flexible, you've got to be versatile, and you've got to be adaptable. You've got to deal with circumstances such as you find them. Why? Because a lot of stuff is going to be thrown at you. Many times you're not going to have time to prepare. Sometimes people come out of nowhere with stuff, and you've got to stand up inside of yourself and handle it. You got to trust that you're going to be all right. You have no evidence to support it. It doesn't make sense. You can't point anything to say, well, this is why. There's no logic in it. There's no way in which you can logically and practically and realistically support it and prove it. That's why you got to have faith and you got to have trust. Somehow, some way, you've got to have that you're going to come through.
What is it that will make it worth it for you to face the rejections when you want to give up and things are working against you? What is it that will make it worth it for you to brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this? What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I got some more stuff in me? What is it that will help you get back up again?
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
When you get your butt knocked out, the only way you can get back up is from the inside out.
I got what it takes. I got average skill, but I got phenomenal will. I can. I have the ability to do it. I will. I have the willpower to make it happen. I must. Somebody count on me.
Arise. Get your butt up. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be.
This ain't time to be whining. This ain't time to be crying. This is time to get focused.
Once you start questioning yourself, you're already lost. Once you start questioning yourself, once you start going into a state of depression, and you start being by yourself, and you start thinking and wondering, once you start wondering, you're already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your product. You have to believe in your service. And you have to sell you every day. The biggest sale that I make every day, that Les Brown, you can do this.
I can beat this. If other people can do it, then it's possible that I can do it. You're going to break records. You're going to do some things when you challenge yourself, when you work on yourself, because you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. If you want to improve your income, you want to improve your circumstances, you want to improve your life, you got to first improve yourself.
Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. Working on yourself, talking to yourself, overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, all the time. It's very important. You owe that to yourself. And so learning how to empower yourself, you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life. Because you are creating your own production. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You begin to realize that your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive. You want to become a risk taker. You want to raise the bar on yourself. Most people won't do that.
Most people are going to think you're weird. They're going to think you're crazy.
People are going to think you're crazy.
Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from your family members that ain't ever opened a business. Get away from your family members that ain't ever followed their dream. Get away from them.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this. There's some people that won't like you. Who do you think you are? You are arrogant. What do you think you can do? You think you can get away with that?
I'm fighting with folks who not even fight, but they got something to say about how we fight. You're not even fighting. You ain't doing nothing. And for those of us who get up and go out, you got something to say about how we do what we're doing. Stop talking to us who perform. Stop critiquing us. Stop telling us what to do and how to do it.
Build the kind of life that says, I told you so, without having to say a word. Every negative comment should trigger you into productive action. Every time somebody says something to you, you should go do whatever it is that is going to make them have to eat their words. Right then, right now.
I've had my haters. I've had people who've come against me, who try to sabotage me.
I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
That's what lions do. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
I must be the greatest, not because I'm cocky, but I gotta tell myself I'm the best if I'm gonna be the best. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
What can you do, Les? When you have been telling yourself you can reach a goal, and you've been affirming, I am abundant, I am rich. Oh, I feel better than good and better than most. I am blessed and highly favored. I can make it. I'm a winner. And you losing every day. Life whipping your butt every day. What do you do when you've lost your spirit? You've lost your job. You lost everything. Life been devastating. What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? What if you get weak along the way and you throw in the towel on yourself? You surrender to your emotions. What then? A lot of people become discouraged, they become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work. Come on, be real, man. Come on, get a life. You can't do that. You can't come back from that. Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
The victim looks at failure and gets knocked down. The leader looks at failure and asks themselves, what's the opportunity here?
It's the only way to learn. Michael Jordan, he took 946 game-winning shots. He has only made 146 of those. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it. Matter of fact, when you fail, be glad about it. Every time you fail, you're one step closer.
Most people stop short of their dreams and park and get off the highway of life because of the rejections of life. You will always be rejected.
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? When you hear the word no, does it break you? I'm wired differently. I get excited about no. I love no.
No, Eric, you can't do it. You're a high school dropout.
I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back. Every no you get, don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no, and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on.
Make no your vitamin. Get excited about the no. Why? Because every time someone says no, that brings you another step to a yes. You're getting closer. Trust me, you will win if you don't quit.
People say, E, it seems like you're stronger now. You're more committed now. It seems like your drive is higher now. Your passion is higher now. What happened, E.T.?
Because every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop it. You can't defeat me.
Life is a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over.
It's a fight for integrity. It's a fight for character. It's a fight for a good reputation, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, because they don't give you those things when you're born. So every morning, I've got to wake up and I've got to fight. I got to fight for my dreams. I got to fight for character. I got to fight for integrity.
I have to exercise every day. I have to drop out of my bed and do 100 push-ups every day. I have to discipline my eating. I have to turn off the news. I can't watch the news. I'm fighting for my health.
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
There's somebody else in you back there. And as you work toward becoming that person, who you are right now must die daily. You got that personal. You got to be willing to give up who you've been for who you can become.
If you don't learn how to flourish under fire, you won't flourish at all. In fact, many times, the greater the opposition, the closer you're getting to your goal.
Dreams are fertilized, not in the nice, convenient places, not when everything's going well. It's in the dark places, it's in the rough places that dreams are fertilized. So if you avoid the dark and rough places, you're avoiding the very fertilization of the next move in your life.
It may take a long time, but if you just keep doing right, if you just stand your ground and be dedicated, if you keep pushing forward, you can lose weight, you can get in shape, you can go back to college, you can overcome anything.
And you gotta declare to yourself, whatever it takes, I'm gonna pay the price. I'm gonna do it when things go right. I'm gonna do it when things go wrong. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be consistent. I'm gonna show up every day. I'm gonna make a little dent in it every day. I'm gonna hit it every day. I'm gonna swing every day. You can count on me to take action. You gonna quit or you gonna make it to your goal? You gonna quit or you gonna make it to yourself? And you gonna quit or you gonna stand there and do what you gotta do to make your dream become a reality?
I dare you to block out the world. I dare you to focus only on your goals. I dare you to cut out every single thing in your life that doesn't support what you want to achieve.
You have a chance every day of your life to decide who you're going to be. Are you going to be a winner or a loser? Are you going to continue to live like everyone else, do what everyone else does, go where everyone else goes, and never go out of your comfort zone? Or are you going to decide, I'm going to become more?
I'm gonna see what I can become if I really push myself. I'm gonna decide to stop eating like I'm gonna get focused on my goals for the year. And I'm not gonna let anybody get in the way of these things I want. You can decide to stop being average and ordinary. It only takes willpower and a full commitment to changing things for yourself. You can do it.
In order to have unbelievable options and choices in your life, in your pursuit of your dream, you must eliminate them. You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time.
The irony of life
is that the more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it will open them up in your life later.
What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? You need to begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
You've got to be ruthless about it. Be a savage about your dreams. If something isn't helping you grow, if it's not adding value to your journey, then it's dead weight. Drop it.
That includes negative people, bad habits, time-wasting activities, all that. You don't have time for it. Not this year. This year is about get done, about making your dreams reality.
What's the immediate first massive action you're going to take? The very first step, it might be unplugging the TV, removing that app, throwing out the junk food, cutting out a certain person from your life. I don't know what it is, but whatever that thing is that's taking so much of your time and attention and is not improving your life, you gotta get rid of it.
So get your head in the game. Turn off the distractions, the social media, the endless scrolling, the binge watching. That's not gonna get you anywhere in life. You've gotta make sacrifices, put in the work, grind every day. It's time to become relentless. It's time to become unstoppable. Be the savage you were born to be. And go out there and take what's yours.
You're gonna have to lose something. Where you're trying to go, you might have to give up some friends. You might have to give up some opportunities. You might have to give up some stuff in order to go from good to great.
You need to develop a single-minded obsession with your goals. Eat, sleep, breathe your dreams. Every action, every thought should be aligned with getting you closer to where you want to be. It's about discipline, about pushing yourself even when you don't feel like it. It's about waking up every day starving for success, ready to tackle whatever comes your way.
And yeah, it's gonna be hard. People will talk, they'll question you, they'll doubt you constantly. But guess what? That's their problem, not yours. Your job is to stay focused, keep your eyes on the prize. Remember, you're doing this for you, not for their approval. You're building a life you can be proud of. A life where you don't have to answer to anyone but yourself.
And everybody talks that talk. Everybody talks about going to the next level. Everybody talks about changing their lives in the new year. Everybody says that this year is their year to become better until it's time to actually do the work. And when it's time to do the work, nobody wants to do it. They don't want to pay that price.
But let me tell you, the price you pay for working on your dreams when everyone else is having fun or slacking off and you're out there working hard, making moves on your goals, will pale in comparison to the price you'd pay if you decide to do what everyone else does.
You gotta be willing to pay that price of discipline up front and deal with that hard head on. It's gonna suck. And that's what's gonna make you great. Do those things that suck every single day of your life. That's how you become better.
If you're gonna get your goal, you might have to get up a little earlier. You might have to stay at work a little longer. You might have to do a little bit more than what everyone else is doing. Because those little bits of extra effort you put in is what will add up to be a monumental difference between where you've been and where you will be in the future. Enjoying more success, more money, more happiness.
And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button. You no longer lose focus when you're studying. You no longer take shortcuts. You're no longer playing games. You are willing to do whatever it takes, and you won't stop at anything until you get it.
One day you're gonna look back on your life and you're gonna wonder, what if? What if you really had focused harder on your dream? What if you had really disciplined yourself to make those hard decisions you didn't want to make but knew you should? Right now, you have an opportunity to get rid of those what ifs. You have the chance right now to stay focused on those things that really matter in your life and make your dreams become your reality.
Raise your standards. Your standards are the things that determine the quality of the life you're living right now. As human beings, we usually end up falling to the level of our standards.
For most people, being broke is the standard. You'll accept just getting by, just having enough, doing the bare minimum in their job.
But for some people out there,
the rare individuals, their standards are to excel, to go beyond what is expected of them, to have more than enough, to not just serve those they care about, but to amaze them.
In order to get to that level, you have got to start expecting more from yourself. Stop letting yourself off the hook so easily. You know you can do more. You know you can be more. You know you have more fight in you.
So, you have got to start pushing yourself to strive for not just completion, but perfection. Doing things to the very best of your ability. Doing things better than anyone else is willing to.
You get to a point where you don't care how many hours it takes, how much effort it requires. You just do what you know you need to do in order to create results that will make your life better in the long run.
If you think you're just gonna dream big and wake up to everything being perfect, you're wrong. Life's gonna knock you down again and again. It's gonna test your dreams, pushing you to see if you've really got what it takes. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna strip you to your core, but it isn't meant to break you. These trials are there to show what you're made of, to push out the real you. It's there to push the greatness that's on the inside of you out.
You need to be sick and tired of feeling like a loser, and you gotta start acting like a winner. A winner doesn't slack off. A winner doesn't do the bare minimum. A winner does whatever it takes to win, no matter the cost.
Those winners in life embrace challenges. They don't shy away from tough situations. They see them as opportunities to grow stronger. Where others see obstacles, winners see stepping stones to victory. They tackle problems head on without any hesitation because they know that overcoming challenges is what makes them better.
I want you to control what you think about and fill your mind with positive thoughts. If you don't choose what to think about, life will choose for you. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself and believe that you are more than capable. You were meant to do this.
Start planning for what you want because you expect to achieve it. You expect to win. You expect to create a life of greatness for yourself.
If you want to achieve your goals and make your dreams come true, don't do it half-heartedly. You gotta go all in. You gotta put in more effort and energy than ever before.
You need to wake up and realize the amount of effort you're leaving on the table and all the possibilities you have right now to become more. You can do me and have so much more than you do right now, but you gotta see that for yourself. Because until you do, you're not gonna change anything.
I want you to go find out what your life could look like if you stop paying attention to the cost of every action you're making and started paying attention to the possibilities for working harder. What would your life be like if you started to force yourself to work more hours, to study harder, to do more reps? Question yourself on this and then go do everything in your power to go find out.
You'll like your life. Change it. You got the power to change the dynamics of your life. You don't have to just take it. Just like whatever it is, it is. No, do not accept that. If you always do what you've always done, you're gonna always be where you've always been. Disruption is having the courage to break out of the box. Break out of the box of normalcy. Break out of the box of complacency. Break out of the box of your comfort. Success is not a comfortable procedure. You gotta become comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you ever wanna be successful, you can't have a new life until you have the courage to disrupt your old life. As long as you won't disrupt what you told yourself you deserve in this world, you will never have an opportunity to walk into what is possible for you.
You gotta start with small steps. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So work on the immediate steps you can take right now today to move yourself forward. Forget about tomorrow. Forget about what happened yesterday. What are you gonna do today to positively create momentum in the direction you want to head?
You need to be patient and engage in consistent action.
Big changes don't happen overnight. Your dreams and dream life is like planting a garden. You plant the seeds, water them, and wait. It takes a lot of time and consistently caring for them and nurturing them for it to grow. So you gotta keep feeding your dreams, putting in the daily efforts to step toward them. Slowly but surely, your efforts will pay off in the long run, but you have to give it time and attention.
Each little change you make in your life adds up and starts to make your life different. When you do this, you're planting seeds of opportunity, and with time and care, they'll grow into pivotal life experiences that will change you as a person and increase your abilities.
Your belief in what you're doing, the efforts you're putting in, the dream you're chasing, the belief you have for that vision of your future has to be so strong that it blocks out everyone else's disbelief. You get to the point where anyone else's opinions or judgments on what you're doing bounces right off you and has no effect on the moves you're making.
They keep talking and you keep working. They gossip and make jokes and you keep working. They keep focusing on everything and everyone else and you keep working. And years from now, they'll look over at you and your life and realize that they have nothing left to talk shit about. Because while they were focused on tearing other people down, people like you were focused on building something great of your own.
When your life gets hard, you gotta decide to stand up for yourself. Fight back. Don't let bad thoughts or what others say stop you. Tell yourself you can do it. You can handle it. You're gonna get through it, and nothing small will stop you.
The key is to keep your focus inward. Work on improving yourself, chasing your dreams, and building your future. Let your success and your achievements be your response to their disbelief and negativity. Remember, true winners focus on their own lane, building their path to greatness, undeterred by the distractions around them.
And you have to remember, everyone makes mistakes when trying new things. Mistakes are okay. They're how you learn, how you develop. What's important is that you keep going, keep trying, and don't ever give up. You'll fall flat on your face so many times. People will laugh at you. They'll make fun of you. But as long as you keep trying and keep getting back up and going at it, you'll be the last one laughing, because you will make more progress than those other people ever will. Every time you try something different and go at it again, you're one step closer to the life you want.
So you gotta go for it. Dare to disrupt your old ways. Believe in yourself and the amazing things you know you can do if you really tried your hardest.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should, or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you, or is failure going to make you?
You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
When you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you. When you're uncommon, have uncommon ways. Get ready for people to try and block you and conspire against you.
That person who was your hater, they thought they defeated you. That person who told you you'll never amount to anything, they thought they defeated you.
Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. Put them on the mental Rolodex in your mind. And when you don't want to do, roll through your brain. Pull up that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something. Use them for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with success.
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. So a lot of people have stopped dreaming. Don't you stop dreaming.
You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Make it okay. If it becomes hard, then do it. Hard, but many of us just stop dead in our tracks. I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You've got genius in you. Challenge yourself, push yourself, make yourself come up with something. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That's available to you, but you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support. Feel lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up. Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.
Everything around you would change if you change the things around you. If you can change your mind, your ways of thinking, you can change your bank account, you can change your relationships, you can change your environment, you can change your lifestyle.
You're not just on the receiving end of whatever life decides to dump on you. No, you're the one making the decisions. You decide every day of your life what you're gonna allow and what results you're gonna get. It's in every single small decision you make.
And that's where most people fuck. They lose the small battles, the death by a thousand cuts. They miss a workout and then another. They clock out earlier at work. They stop pushing themselves to learn in class. And before you know it, 5 years have gone by. And they're more and more miserable and hate their lives.
So right now you have a chance to never let that happen. Do not allow yourself to slide down that slope of complacency. You've got to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant things, watching yourself, observing how you're handling yourself.
Because the difference between the most successful people in the world and the people who are barely getting by is they have become phenomenal at disciplining themselves on a daily basis, forcing themselves to do things that are hard and don't come easy, holding themselves accountable for the actions they're taking and the effort they're putting in.
Becoming disciplined means creating and sticking to a set of rules or standards, especially when it's easier not to. It's getting up for that run, even when it's raining outside, or continuing to work on your project when you'd rather be lounging on the couch watching TV. It's about making commitments to yourself and then following through with them, no matter what.
Discipline is often misunderstood as a way of restricting freedom, but in reality, it's the exact opposite. It's the key to unlocking your true potential. It frees you from the whims of momentary desires and places you firmly on the path to achieving long-term success and fulfillment.
So you do it when you feel like it, and you do it when you don't feel like it. When you get up and feel refreshed and happy, you do the work. When you get up and feel like you do the work. When you get up and it's cold and dark and miserable and everything's going wrong in your life and your bills are overdue, you do the work.
You don't allow any room for negotiation when it comes to the execution of the work that needs to be done. It's an automatic process that you make happen every day of your life. No matter how many issues you're having, no matter how you feel, no matter the weather, whatever it takes, you just get it done.
A champion doesn't give a sh** about how tired they feel, how sore their body is. They rise to the level of the challenge or opposition. They understand that greatness isn't achieved in moments of comfort and ease, but in the times of struggle and perseverance. Your mindset is what will separate you from everybody else. You think different. You study different. You work different.
Stop having the debate with your lazy side. You know what needs to be done. So cut the crap and get to it. Every time you conquer these tasks, you're not just ticking off a to-do list. You're building a stronger, more disciplined version of yourself.
When others are out there partying and having a good time on the weekends, you're grinding away, focusing on yourself and your ambitions.
It's about an investment. Investing in your future, in your growth, in the person you want to become. Every day spent working on yourself and your goals is a step closer to where you want to be.
While the immediate gratification of going out might feel good, the satisfaction of achieving your goals is far more rewarding and lasting. So you gotta stay focused on your path and don't allow anything to pull you off course.
You've got to start small. Pick one area of your life that you want to improve and focus on that. It could be anything from diet and exercise to studying or work habits. Set clear, achievable goals and then break them down into daily tasks. Every day, no matter what, make sure you complete these things.
Discipline is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Over time, what once felt like a monumental effort will become second nature.
You'll notice that tough or annoying choices start to feel good. Choosing to get up early, working hard on a tough task, or picking healthy foods, these things start to feel like they make you stronger, not like chores you have to do. You begin to enjoy these challenges, understanding that every choice is helping you become more disciplined.
You'll start to notice changes, not just in the specific area you're focusing on, but in all aspects of your life. Your newfound discipline will spill over, creating a positive domino effect that can lead to incredible transformation.
It's the disciplined ones who achieve true freedom in life. When you're disciplined, you gain control over your time and choices. Instead of being at the mercy of whims or fleeting desires, you make deliberate decisions that align with your long-term objectives. It's that kind of focus and self-control that leads to real accomplishment and fulfillment.
It frees you from the chaos of an unstructured life. It helps you manage your time and energy effectively, allowing you to focus on what's truly important. With discipline, you're not constantly reacting to life's distractions, but proactively building the future you want.
I know you just want to get 5 more minutes of sleep, just 5 more minutes. And I'm telling you, no, do not. Those 5 minutes are not worth bowing down to weakness, bowing down to procrastination. Don't do it. Be strong. Be powerful. Get aggressive. Get up and get up now. This is where you win. This is the first battle of the day. This victory will establish your mindset for the rest of the day. So do not be weak. Do not sleep in. Do not falter.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you can do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever.
Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Make the decision, yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. And so what that means for me, I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself. And by default, I'm going to separate myself from the crowd.
The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it, and they don't just hear it, they digest it, and when they digest it, boom, they do something with it. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself, because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. Stop making excuses. Stop waiting for somebody to feel sorry for you. Yes, it's gonna be hard. Yes, it's gonna be difficult, but you can do it.
How much longer are you going to sit around? You going to sit there for another 30 seconds? Maybe another minute? Another hour? Or maybe start in a few hours? Or better yet, let's kick it off tomorrow. You going to delay it till tomorrow? Or maybe put it off for another week? Another month? Another year? How much longer are you going to just sit there and not move your life forward?
All the real achievers in this world, they just get going. They start anywhere, at any time, in any place. They start regardless of their pain or whether they're pumped up. Their location doesn't matter. They just begin. And you gotta just take the leap. Just dive into the work.
Just get up and move and watch procrastination crumble. If you can't take control of your own brain and it controls you, you've got control over your mind. You've just got to enforce it. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and what you want to do. You don't give it an option to slack off.
So the next time you're feeling weak or lazy or just not in the mood, remind those feelings they don't get a say in what you do today. You're going to remain disciplined, committed, and getting done.
When that alarm goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning and your mind complains, you tell it, this is our new normal. You've got to command your brain and tell it where you want to head, why you're doing this, and the way you're going to make it happen. You don't get better by sitting on the damn couch. You get better by stepping out into the world and giving it everything you've got every day.
And everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. Everybody will plan it. But barely anybody is willing to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. Because most people in the world are lazy. They don't want to do things that don't come easy.
This daily grind, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's for the tough, the relentless, the ones who look at the impossible and say, "Dad, I can do it." It's about pushing past your limits, breaking new ground, and doing the hard that everyone else is too scared or too lazy to tackle.
You gotta learn to sacrifice, to give up, to go up. It doesn't matter how talented or skilled you are. Without discipline, you're nothing. Why? Because without it, you'll give up at the slightest hint of struggle.
You have to force yourself to do the very best you can every time. There are no excuses, no backing down. You must keep moving, keep striving, keep pushing the envelope of what you thought was possible. This is the path if you want to get to the next level.
Discipline is about doing what you hate, but doing it like you love it. It's your mindset that gets you through the hard times. So you got to get your up. Whether you're tired, exhausted, or just don't feel like working, then you got to grind.
It's all on you. You're in control of your mind, not the other way around. You have to assert your will over your feelings, because those feelings will never align with your dreams. Beat your feelings into submission. Because when you can beat your feelings into submission, that's exactly what discipline is.
When you decide to go after success, you gotta understand, it's not just about enjoying the easy days when the sun's shining and all is going good. No, you gotta be willing to deal with the dark, grimy, nasty days when you don't wanna do anything. When you can get to the point where you are able to execute on your mission during these days, you will make it happen.
You're signing up for the grind, the late nights, the early mornings. You're committing to that separates the winners from the whiners. So, lace up your boots,
tighten your grip and charge into the battlefield of life like a relentless fucking warrior. Because let me tell you, success doesn't get about your excuses or half efforts. It rewards those who say, I will conquer this no matter what.
You can't just dip your toes in. You have to dive in head first and let your dream consume you like a wildfire. You've got to eat it, breathe it, and sleep with that dream on your mind. While your competitors are sleeping, partying, making excuses, you are working, grinding, making progress, making moves, and making happen. It's not enough to just want it. You've got to be all in, pushing through all the hard to reach the other side where the best things in life are waiting for you.
Nobody wakes up fired up every single day. What makes you successful is your ability to execute, whether you're burning with passion or not. That's what discipline is. Doing that you don't want to do because you know it has to be done.
It's about breaking away from the usual, shocking your system. Try getting yours up at 4 in the morning one day. Just see what happens. See what happens if you push yourself to work harder than you ever have. Expand yourself and your limits. You have no idea of what you're capable of doing.
You need the mentality of an unstoppable machine, one that never accepts anything less than success. It's a mentality that tells the world, you've got to take my life before you can ever take my drive. It's about enduring any level of pain, suffering, discomfort for as long as it takes.
You want to make your dreams a reality? You want to rise above the sea of mediocrity that drowns most people's ambitions? Well, you better be ready to put in the kind of work that makes sweat pour, muscles ache, and your mind scream for mercy.
You gotta stop having everything. You gotta work like and pour everything you got into that thing. And no one's coming to save you. No one's gonna do all this hard for you. You gotta do it all yourself. You gotta prove to yourself and the world what you're able to do, because people are gonna underestimate you all the time. So you show them exactly what you can do. You won't have to say one word. Your actions will speak for themselves.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us in line, to make us do push-ups and give us a good swift kick in the when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time, you go by the gazelle. You don't hunt from 8 to 3. Why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Listen to me, a 9-to-5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level. A true hunter hunts. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
Every decision you make, the decisions you make on Monday, the decisions you make on Tuesday, the decisions you make on Wednesday, if you decide to hit the snooze button, you're 10 minutes away from your goal now. So whatever your goals are, your decisions have to be in alignment with them. Now, if you want to be broke for the rest of your life, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want something different in life, you got to do something different.
You got to go all in. And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
It's one thing to talk about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to say no to that party. Saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make. Saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Yup, it's tough. It's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to sacrifice. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. But I can tell you this. It will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
Many dreams die while suffering. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually, It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most.
Life is going to beat you upside your head. Before you blow up, life will strip you to the core.
What makes you get up when you fall down? What makes your mentality change if there's a great situation or there's a bad situation? How do you dictate that based on the level of pain?
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? Does it break you? Your problem is your pain has identified you. Your pain has destroyed you.
All of us will hit the wall.
That wall shocked some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. It didn't work out for them. They hit the wall and they turned around. But there's some small number. They decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This kind of person refuses to be denied.
I wire differently. I get excited about no. I love no. I love it. It turns me on. No, Eric, I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back.
This person doesn't care about the pain because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain. So this person comes back anyhow, again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you. You will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. Let's send her assistance, send her resources. It will come out of nowhere. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times.
Well, your mind knows it's not going to quit. Your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it.
What happens is you have all these voices that are telling you you're up and this is going to be hard. But for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not going to make it and still be able to make it because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no. But you still have the conviction that I know I can do this. When you get knocked down, and you're going to get knocked down, when you run into some roadblocks and you're going to run into them, you can always be able to bring yourself back in knowing if someone has done it, it's possible that I can do it.
Some of you have been knocked out by life and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back.
You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
I just love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life. I love myself too much.
So what makes ET different than everybody else? Every year I just kept going. I kept going and I kept going and I kept saying one day gonna be my day. But you know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna quit in the process. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. And the problem with you, you've not recycled your pain. You're still living off talent. And I challenge you, average people live off talents. Phenomenal people live off efforts. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
Success isn't a straight line. It's a maze. And when you think you figure that maze out, you hit a wall. And you got to turn around and start again. Everybody's got a plan so they can hit the bout. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked down the canvas, when everything falls apart in your life, and your plan is what you're going to do, is only one option. Stay hard.
And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me and they could. Oh, I'm wired differently. I didn't start crying. I didn't say, why me? I'm doing good to the world. I'm not hurting anybody. Why me? I'm wired differently. I can. I will. I must.
us, we turn tragedy into triumphs. That's what lions do. It does not make a difference what the circumstances is. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
So do me a favor. From this point forward, execution is worship. I don't make the big bucks because I talk. I make the big bucks because I execute.